thank everybody for coming. It's very nice to see people show up on a frigid night. It's going to get more frigid as the evening wears on. Before starting, I'd like to express a special thanks to Emma Nelson and her loyal crew who helped her bake the cookies that she did. It's your honor. I should start by saying this is a 40th anniversary celebratory lecture for me. And it's hard to remember, I mean, it's hard to forget, I guess, in a way, that about a month from now, 40 years ago from some late day in February, the actual papers of incorporation of the Sudbury Valley School, Inc. were signed and we came into being as an official institution. And that's a very exciting memory, and this is an exciting year for me and for everybody who's a member of the Sudbury Valley community, and certainly for the four founders, the old geezers who are still here working together collegially on the staff. Can you hear me back there? Hey. I'll practice being Jody. When the talk was announced with a series of questions, which I would just like to begin by reading. 40 years of amazing students have passed through our campus, but parents still worry while their children are here. Students still struggle with the difficulty of the school, and the public still hangs on to models of education that have fallen into disrepair. Why? And to me, that question has a special poignancy, because when pretty much every day when I come to school and I walk down from the parking lot to the school, I have the same exciting experience. And the experience is that of seeing, as you walk down, hordes of really intense, focused, active, happy kids playing outside, and then walking into the building and seeing the same kind of intensity, busyness, and interrelating that is so rare to find in any social group. I don't know of any other place where that level of intensity, focus, interesting conversation, excited activity, and happy kids occurs. And I've always